Editorial note. As so often, we find ourselves having to turn to another source at this juncture for a fuller picture of events. And, once again, Tin Crows's account covers the salient points as well as any other. From Sablest and Skitterfall, A Brief History of the Chaos Incursion by Dagblatt Tin Crowser, 957 M41.
The second onslaught began, as everyone had expected, with a clash in space between the two opposing fleets. By this point, the invaders were committed, their course predictable, and the Imperial War Fleet began to move out of orbit to engage them. The Escapade and Virago, the latter still limping from the wounds she had sustained earlier, but eager for the fray nonetheless, boosted out to meet the enemy, accompanied by the squadron of destroyers. Their orders were to avoid contact with the enemy warships as much as possible, concentrating their efforts on the transport ships. But this was to prove more difficult than hitherto. The enemy escorts had had time to deploy against the approaching defenders, and the destroyer squadron was soon caught up in a desperate struggle against a pair of raiders protecting the flanks of the flotilla. They were ultimately successful, leaving one gutted and adrift in the void, while the other turned and fled, grievously wounded, only to tear itself apart as its warp engines overloaded when it attempted to find refuge back in the foul domain from which it had sprung. This victory was bought at a high price, however, as all three sustained some damage, one being so severely mauled that it was reduced to a drifting hulk, its crew being forced to abandon it entirely.
The Spiteful was salvaged the following year and returned to service in 948, eventually meeting its end in a rather more heroic manner. This was the vessel which rammed the battleship Agonizing Death at the blockade of Garomar in 999 M41, destroying it completely along with itself, and saving the lives of an estimated 80,000 civilians in the refugee fleet it was escorting.
The victory of the others was to be short-lived, however, as they closed on the enemy fleet, the vessel at the heart of it, no less than a battleship, moved ahead of the merchant vessels for the first time and opened up with the full, awesome power of its forward batteries. Both surviving destroyers were crippled before they could even come within range of their own guns, one being reduced to little more than a cloud of drifting debris by the first salvo.
The latter, the Impetuous.
The two frigates were to fare little better, although they had succeeded in reducing the number of transports by three by this point.
One kill to the Virago, and two to the Escapade.
The lance batteries aboard the terrifying behemoth licked out once, destroying the bridge of the Virago and crippling the engines of the Escapade, which was soon left too far behind to continue the fight. All that stood between Adumbria and Armageddon now was the Indestructible, outnumbered and outgunned. Some expected her to go to the assistance of the stricken escort vessels, but she remained on station above Skitterfall Highport, standing resolutely between the heavy-armed Leviathan and the swarm of merchant ships. Effectively unhindered, the remaining transport vessels in the invasion fleet slipped into orbit and began dropping their cargo of heretical vermin on the planet below.